a little something special for the audio experience tonight. Oh, shut up. I'm putting my seatbelt on. I am blowing you guys up over here on the AX, on the SAX, the Swolenormous Audio Experience. I am actually on my way bowling tonight, a rare outing for Papa Swolio, and I was kind of like in a little bit of a debate, and it's not that I don't want to go. I mean, bowling is kind of arbitrary. It's really just, you know, time away from what I needed to be doing, and of course, I can make every justification to stay home and get some work done, but I'm actually going with Mama Swolio to with some family and some friends, you know, out for a little bit. And you know, one of the things that's important to understand, and this kind of goes off of what we were discussing the other day about work-life balance, you know, there are times when you do what you need to do, there are times when you do what you want to do, and there are times that you do what you need to do for someone else. And, you know, I'm doing this to make my girl happy, but I'm also doing it because what makes my girl happy makes me happy. And she doesn't expect, a lot of you have been asking, you know, how does she react and how does she deal with, you know, what you do? Because you're fucking always on this, you're always making content, you're always filming, you know, how does she deal? How is she with your flow? And I told you that when we met, I wasn't slowing down for anyone. And you know, really what the answer to that question was is communication. I over communicate with her if I'm having a feeling or I feel a certain way, and I want to make sure that she is, you know, we're on the same page. You know, she tells me and I tell her, and we are just communicating with each other nonstop. And that way there's no confusion. That way there's no, there is no right or wrong, and there is no measuring what we do relative to anyone else. So there is no, this is the way it's supposed to happen versus, you know, this is the way it's not supposed to be, because we don't measure our relationship based on anyone else or anyone else's, you know, work-life balance. We communicate with each other. So what we are comfortable with is the answer. What we decide to do is the answer. What we find as balance and what we find as an agreement for things, that's what we do. And she knows that I'll do what I need to do no matter what. And what really made me want to go and, you know, spend this time out with her and some friends is because she doesn't expect me to do it. She doesn't require me to do it, and she would not have held it against me. She expects me not to go because she knows that, you know, and that's almost the safest way. That's the safest thing to do. She doesn't have expectations. She doesn't expect me to go. She doesn't put that kind of pressure on me to go, in terms of expecting me to go, because she knows that there's a good chance that I can't. And if I can't, that's okay, because that's the normal, right? When you have expectations and people can let you down. So because she doesn't hold it over my head, she doesn't hold me responsible in the sense that she's not going to hold it against me, it made me want to do it, you know? And that's kind of like when you want your significant other or the person in your life to be more fit and to take their health into control. You lead by example. And, you know, I wanted to do this for us. I want to do this for her. I wanted to, you know, set aside some extra time, and it's a perfect time to do it. I didn't have any videos I needed to do. I've been posting, I've been executing really, really well. And a little bit of time tonight is going to be a positive thing. So, you know, as much as I can consider this biting the bullet and taking a step away from my business, it's investing. If you want your business to grow, you invest in your business. You want your body to grow, you invest in your body, time and effort. You want your relationship to grow, you have to invest in your relationship. So there is that balance that's unique to everyone and every person's relationship, but there is that you still need to invest in it. Whatever that looks like for you and your other person or your life personally, there has to be an investment. You have to be feeding it. And bottom line, you just have to communicate. You have to be verbal. You have to explain. You have to explain your feelings. When you have something that is bothering you, you have to talk about it. When you have something that you are not sure about, or you're questioning, or you're debating, you have to discuss it. You can't keep it to yourself, because if you're with someone else, you make decisions together, but you have to be independently together. You have to be your own person, but you're with the other person. And if you are a true team, then you're working in unison. And you know, like anything else, like with any kind of sports team, if you are a team, then you have to work together, whether it's basketball, football, whatever sport, the team works together. So you and your partner have to work together and communicate and make sure you're on the same page and, you know, be transparent with one another and make sure you give what the other person needs. And we know each other very, very well. And, you know, I know when I have to step outside myself and be like, look, all right, you can take a little bit of time away. You don't have to be doing any editing. I know what to do. And I'm starting to catch myself more when I'm like, all right, you can pull back for a little bit, relax. Nothing will happen. And I know that, but it's a good lesson that I wanted to share because this is something that I do regularly, but I wanted to share my thought process. I hope that came across coherent, but there's a time and a place where you have to slap yourself across the face, like, look, this is one of those moments, you know, and you have to recognize it. And this is one of those moments that if I didn't go, I would regret it more that I wasn't there than if I go and, oh shoot, I could have done a little bit more editing, or I could have done a little bit more of this, or I could have recorded something. You know, this is a better decision that in the long term, I will never regret this decision, but it's possible that I would regret not going. Plus, I don't like my girl driving late at night and stuff like that anyway. So I got to be their protector. You know what I mean? I'm the man. I got to... No, she's tough. She could hurt me more than I can hurt her. She'll beat the shit out of me. Anyway, fam, I just wanted to share that with you. As you learn, you just have to learn yourself. You have to learn when you have to catch yourself and learn when those moments are that you need to make the right decisions for the long term, not just the short term. Always long term. And I'm making this decision for now, for her, as much as I am for myself for later. I don't want to look back and be like, yeah, I should have gone. Nope. So whenever I have that thought, if there's a possibility that I might be like, shit, I should have gone, I'm going to go, because you don't want that regret. You don't want that hanging over your head. So think about that next time you have a decision. Is that something you're going to look back and maybe be, oh, I should have done that? Then in my opinion, you got to fucking do it, because if there's that potential for regret, you can never go back and change the past. You can never go back. So think about your decisions and then make them the right way for you.